Question: how many people believe Jesus Christ was a liar? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're considering the question, who was Jesus Christ? Now, we wouldn't expect this kind of response.
John, people generally believe Jesus was a good guy, but good guys don't claim to be equal with God.
Right.
So when you start taking Jesus seriously, it's more likely that Jesus was lying than he was just a good guy. G.K. Chesterton put it like this: divinity is great enough to be divine. It is great enough to call itself divine, but as humanity grows greater, it grows less and less likely to do so. God is God, but a great man knows he is not God. And the greater he is, the better he knows it. We need to find a way to reconcile Jesus' life with his divine claims. And C.S. Lewis said, these are our only options. Jesus is Lord, Jesus was a liar, or Jesus was a lunatic. We could add one more, Jesus was a legend.
Okay, so we may have to rule out the good guy theory. But Alec, nobody wants to claim that Jesus was a liar.
And no wonder. Jesus lived and breathed truth. He even claimed to be truth. Jesus was a great man. He was no liar. And his claim to be divine gives us a glimpse at something and someone very special. This was no ordinary man. This was the God-man. People then, as now, they had no category for this, but Jesus' miraculous life backed up his claims. And there was no miracle greater than the resurrection. Jesus was no liar. His life, death, and resurrection demonstrate Jesus Christ was and is Lord and God.
That's Alec McClellan, who has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. As an apologist, Alec travels the world, teaching at conferences, schools, churches, and ministries. And you can learn more at reasonwhy.org.